If we look to applications of this, this can for instance be for collecting traffic data from cars or collecting data from power consumption meters in a rural area. But then the number of users is significantly larger than two. What happens if the population is large?
What is interesting is that if we have, say, M users, and this, I'll call this the case for two users here where the throughput was one half packet per slot. If we look at the schemes when you optimize it for M users and you look at the limit as M goes to infinity, you get precisely 1 over E, which packets per slot, 0.368 packets per slot, which of course is the number that was computed for the throughput of slot at Aloha. Roberts modified the original Abramson-Pirillola scheme to do time slotting. But, of course, that is not actually a true capacity. That's this is a true information theoretic capacity, and there is no feedback. Now, what you need to do, though, to get to this is to use protocol sequences that are very long with respect to the number of users. Like here, with only two users, the protocol sequences were pretty small. In fact, if I'm not interested in throughput, I can do it rather simply. If you have M users, and you just use, you see the first example I gave, each user was using the repeat code. He just simply repeated his packets. And if you use the repeat code for M users, where then the length of the protocol sequence becomes 2 to the nth.